Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you my favorite songs. I've got a few new ones this time, and an occasional oddball thing which I refer to as a wombat. And sometimes I'll talk about other things like wombats and physics and astronomy, but not for long. It's mostly music, and we're going to start off this morning with another favorite. Of course, I have to admit, almost everything I play is a favorite. This is Lyle Lovett. Lyle Lovett is a strange-looking man, married to Julia Roberts. They were described, the two of them, as innocents, and their friends were both concerned that they were falling in with bad company. But it turns out they were equally naive and innocent, and they got along for a while. This song is called This Old Porch.
This old porch is like a big old red and white Hereford bull, standing under a mesquite tree. I don't know what they'll say, and he just keeps on playing hide and seek with that hot August sun. Just a sweating and a pen, 'cause his work is never done. And this old porch is like a steaming greasy plate of enchiladas, with lots of cheese and onions and a guacamole salad. And you can get them down at the La Salle Hotel in Old Town Town, with iced tea and a waitress, and she will smile every time. And this old porch is the palace walking on the main street of Texas. It's never seen the day, a GNR in excess, with that 62 poster that's almost faded down, and a screen without a picture since Giant came to town. Porch is like a weathered gray-haired 70 years of Texas. He's doing all he can not to give in to the city, and he always takes the rent late, so long as I run the cattle. And he picks me up at dinner time, and I listen to him rattle. He says the Brazos still runs muddy, just like she's run all along. There ain't never been no cane to grind, the cotton's all but gone. And you know this brand new Chevrolet, hell, it was something back in 60, but now there won't nobody listen to him, 'cause they all think he's crazy. And this old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those passers-by who said we'd never get back up. This old porch is just a long time of waiting and forgetting and remembering the coming back, and not crying about the leaving, and remembering the falling down, and the laughter of the curse of luck from all of those sons of bitches who said we'd never get back up.
That was Lyle Lovett singing This Old Porch. Next is a new song for me. It's called Gasoline. I got it off my son's show about 2 weeks ago. And it's a blues song. I'm trying to find out more about it right now. Maybe I'll have some information by the time it's over. It's a great blues song. I like the guitar. I like the blues. And it has a message, a social message. And it's basically saying, we are addicted to gasoline.
You know the man has got a problem. It's not right and it's not fair. A petroleum addiction, drinking up more than he'd share. Get that man up to a meeting. Help him find his higher power. You know sunshine, wind, and water will be the savior of the hour. Gasoline, gasoline, gone and made the whole world mean. The way we use it is obscene. Gasoline, gasoline, making wars out in a desert, because there's oil in their sand. Instead of bombing them to pieces, think we try to understand that it's time to stop the killing. It does not matter what it's for. They are burdens by the river, study fossil fuels no more. Gasoline, gasoline, gone and made the whole world mean. All this killing is obscene. Gasoline, gasoline. Keep on spinning, no matter what we choose to do. But if we want to keep on living on this planet green and blue, there's an alternative solution this problem that we face. What is hanging in the balance is the future of the human race. Gasoline, gasoline, gone and made the whole world mean. The way we use it is obscene. Gasoline, gasoline. Gasoline, gasoline. killing is obscene. Gasoline, gasoline. The way we use it is obscene. Gasoline, gasoline.
That was Gasoline by Joe Jinks. Apparently, he's a fairly well-known songwriter and singer, mostly acoustic. Got a number of albums out, and known for his social consciousness and spirituality. Now, next, we're going on to one of the the great country songs of all time, maybe. It's called Silver Threads and Golden Needles, and it does combine the three most successful female country singers in history, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, and Tammy Wynette get together to sing Silver Threads and Golden Needles.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want is to love you, promised beneath the halo moon. But you happy with your money and your name, and hide myself in sorrow while you play your cheating game. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine, and I dare not drown my sorrow in the warm glow of your wine. We can't buy my love with money, or I never was that kind. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of
Silver Threads and Golden Needles by Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, and Tammy Wynette. Now we've got something new. You know, there's an expression I like that says, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. To a guy with a radio show, every song is grist for the mill. Yesterday, my housemate came in and said he'd just come from the Washington County Library, and the librarian told him to look up a song on YouTube, so we did. And this is it. It's called, let's see, Rolling... Let me get back to the front here. Rolling in the Deep. It's by a singer whose name is Adele. She's very popular overseas. This particular song went to number one in Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Switzerland. Top 10 in Austria, Denmark, Ireland, New Zealand, and Norway. Peaked at 10 in the U.S. It's her most popular song. Single name, Adele. She's British. There's a video on YouTube. You want to see something interesting, go to the YouTube video. It's just kind of unique. Among other things, they have a room full of maybe, 5,000 glasses of water. And when the drum kicks in, all the water starts jumping up and down, as it would with a loud drum. It's just a great song. I was impressed. I was impressed with the video. I was impressed with Adele. It's not my normal fare. It's a little bit different kind of music. It's close to rock. But she's got something. She's got a heart, a soul, and talent.
Then
beating a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark.
And now we're going on to some country and western. This is called Western Movies. And I ran into it while line dancing. A few years ago here at Emory, they had line dancing classes in the summer. And I liked this song while we were dancing. I had trouble learning the dancing, which is annoying because I'm a computer programmer. And I like sequences and I learn things. And it's my job to learn things and remember how they go. And I'll be darned if I could remember those steps in that line dancing. I'd get about two-thirds of the way through the sequence, and it'd be gone. Now, that's all right, you know, so you don't remember things. But I was in a classroom with maybe 30 people, and I was often the worst or close to it. How could they all remember that if I couldn't remember it? Anyway, this is one of the songs we danced to, and it has a nice, steady rhythm to it. That's what makes it good for line dancing. And I like the story. I also like the gunshot sound in here.
To save my soul. Shoot.
up the land. My baby loved the western movies. My baby loved the western movies.
That was Western Movie by the Olympics. Turns out they recorded that in 1958 and had a few other hits. They had a song called The Hully Gully, which started the Hully Gully dance craze. So you never know what's going to turn up. Next, we've got Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard's one of the classic country singers of all time. And this is a song I bumped into a few weeks ago called Mama Tried. And it tells a story of a man whose mother tried to raise him right, but you know, your parents just aren't completely in control of what their children do. And a mama tried, but it didn't always work out the way she had in mind. And Merle Haggard tells us a story.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Well, that was Mama Tried. He turned 21 in prison doing life. God, rough life. Well, we're in the country game now, and by the way, Merle Haggard was from California and part of the outlaw group that sang for a while and originated the Bakersfield sound, it says in my notes. Next is Tom Jones singing The Green, Green Grass of Home. Tom Jones is not a country singer, but in this song he is. The Green, Green Grass of Home is, I think it's another prison song, basically. It's somebody who would like to be at the green, green grass of home. Let's see.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a garden and there's a saddle parade. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again, I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me neath the green, green grass of home.
Now there's a sad, poignant song for you. It starts off how he's coming home, and there's his mother and his father and his girlfriend and the green, green grass of home. And he realizes it's just a dream. And the only way he's ever going to go home is to get buried there because he's in prison for life. That's a bad break. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Monday night, 7 to 8 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. We're coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, just outside of Abingdon, Virginia. And if you're picking us up on the web, which you can do at WEHC, actually go to ehc.edu and poke around to find WEHC, and you can play us live online. So Monday night, 7 to 8, Saturdays at 1, and Emory and Henry in Emory College, Emory, Virginia, and Abingdon are all in the southwest tip of Virginia. The nearest city anybody's ever heard of is Asheville, which is about an hour and a half southwest of us. Roanoke is about 2 hours east of us. So we're 2 hours past Roanoke. We're about 400 and some miles, 370 miles from Washington, D.C., out west. We're out in the hills and mountains and Appalachian music, and it's lovely out here. Well, that's enough of our little who we are. I got one more song for you right now, and then I'll be taking a little break. This is called I'm Walking Away. It's by Steve Martin from his new album, Rare Bird Alert. He plays with the Steve Canyon Rogers. Steve Martin, a comedian, is an accomplished banjo player. I played something earlier from him, and this is a cute song. This particular album, Rare Bird Alert, had some guest artists on it. He had Paul McCartney and the Dixie Chicks. So, not bad for a guest artist, I'd say. Here we go with I'm Walking Away by Steve Martin on the banjo.
I'm walking away, like dear Abby told me.
I'm walking away,
my shrink gave his okay.
I'm walking away,
the self-help book implored me.
I'm walking away, jubilation day.
I'm walking away, my best friends all had warned me.
I'm walking away,
even your mom said you were nuts.
In my dreams,
you wear a red cape and a pitchfork.
I'm walking away, jubilation day.
I'll be over you by lunchtime.
I'm walking away, jubilation day. I'm walking away. I'm walking away.
Let's always remember the good times.
I'm walking away.
Like when you were out of town.
I'm walking away.
But the sex was great.
I'm walking away.
At least that's what my best friend's brother said.
I'm walking away. I'm walking away.
You should always stay in touch.
I'm walking away.
This is your new email address, right?
I'm walking away.
Cheating psycho dish throwing ho.nut.
I'm walking away.
Bye.
That was Steve Martin, and I'm Walking Away. Quite a trip. Steve was performing with the Steep Canyon Rangers, who are apparently a fairly strong group on their own, and I'm sure Steve Martin's joining them for some records is going to push their sales up. And the name of the record is Rare Bird Alert. And as I said, it has guest artists on it, and one of them is Paul McCartney from the Beatles. Another is the Dixie Chicks. Should be a good album. Now we're going on to something from 1981. This is a song by Bob Dylan called You Ain't Going Nowhere. And the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is performing it. They're a great group. They put out several albums back in the 80s that that were classics. Will the Circle Be Unbroken is one, and it just had some of the greatest music of the era for country, western, bluegrass, old-timey, just great stuff. But here they are, and they're going to be playing a Bob Dylan tune that I happen to like a lot called You Ain't Going Nowhere.
This song was written right after he had his motorcycle accident. He was sitting up in the woodstock and he was waiting for Sarah to come up and see him. And he was immobile. He couldn't, he had a broken neck. He couldn't go anywhere. That's why he ain't going nowhere. That's what it's all about. Gates won't close, the railings froze. Get your mind off winter time. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Buy me a flute and a gun that shoots. Tailgates substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Pick up your tent, Dylan. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
And Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his men supplied with sleep.
Well, that was Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with You Ain't Going Nowhere is the real name of the song. And we're moving on to another country music thing. This is Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. I had to listen for Merle Haggard. His voice doesn't come in until late in the song, I don't think. It seemed to me it's mostly Willie Nelson. Then I recognize his different voice. This is Poncho and Lefty, and it's a story. It's a funny story. It doesn't really hang together right. What happened to Poncho? Apparently he got shot in the desert or something. And Lefty just took off and went back up to Ohio, Cleveland, it sounds like. And one of the stranger lines that reoccurs is about the Federales could have had him any time, but they didn't. and out of kindness, I suppose. The Federales would be the Mexican police or the Rangers. And why? Out of kindness? that doesn't sound like my image of the people who are out riding the range chasing outlaws. Anyway, this is Pancho and Lefty by Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, and it tells quite a story.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Back into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the Federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose. Out. Ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody knows.
Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old. Federales say could have had him in.
Pancho and Lefty by Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. Change of pace coming up. This is Baby Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman. Tracy Chapman's voice is something unique to me. I look for voices or the voices that I like most have a ring of sincerity, of truth, of something in them that just sort of reaches into me and says, I'm talking to you, and I mean what I'm saying. And Tracy Chapman's voice has that more than almost any voice I can think of. Her first well-known song was called Fast Car in 1964. She's from Cleveland. She went to Tufts University, used to hang out around Harvard Square singing, and dated Alice Walker for a while. Alice Walker is a very well-known author. So this is Tracy Chapman singing Baby, Can I Hold You?
Sorry, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like sorry forgive me, it's all that you can say. Years gone by and still words don't come easily. Like forgive me say, baby.
Baby, Can I Hold You by Tracy Chapman. Now we're going on to the Everly Brothers. The Everly Brothers came into view during my high school years and college years, and what a blast. just a fantastic sound. They had a different kind of harmony, which I understand is parallel fifths, or parallel thirds. They had a strong influence on the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel. Came from a professional singing family. They toured with Buddy Holly for a while. Phil was supposed to be on the airplane that Buddy Holly died on. So they were close. This is their biggest hit. They had a number of hits. And oddly enough, this one, you may not know it, but you may not know it was the biggest hit. Kathy's Clown, recorded in 1960, was the Everly Brothers' biggest hit. And one of my all-time favorites. I know I say that a lot, but I do have a few all-time favorites. So here's Kathy's Clown. Imagine what it's like to be rejected and shamed within your community, in this case, presumably a high school community. I've been there in a more adult community. It's a tough game. And this song catches the feeling. Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers, 1960. We've got time to start another song, and I'll just play a little bit of it, and then we'll probably start next week's show with it. This is For the Good Times by Ray Price. I first heard this from a young friend, Zoe Hart. We were riding in a car together, and I knew some problems about our family she didn't know, and she sang, well, I don't think she did, she sang this song to me, and it touched me. It's a great song.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. are the good times. I'll get along.
Well, that's For the Good Times by Ray Price. I want to remind you that this weekend, Friday and Saturday, that's April 15th and 16th, at the Holston High School, they're playing, having a play. It's The Nightmare Before Christmas, and it's starring Chad Brink, the son of Angela Brink, who works here at Emory and Henry. So that's April 15th and 16th, 2011, and hope you can get to see it. I'm going to go Saturday night, at least that's my current plan. It's been fun. I love bringing these songs. I love listening to these songs. And once again, I want to encourage you to continue doing what I hope we're all doing all the time, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.